It was exhausting, the work at Oxfam. It was very demanding. And I loved it. It was the best job you could possibly have. But at the time, I thought, I need to move on. And I think that same sense was there, that I want to do this kind of work, but I'm not quite sure how it would work. At that time, Frieda and I were involved in a house group here mostly, who were very close to us. And I remember talking over a long period about these possibilities. And I suppose we prayed about it together as a group, which was a great privilege to have that.
And what did it involve, praying together as a group about that?
It's not something I do often, actually. And I don't know whether I've ever done it with any other group much. I mean, perhaps in a more general way, but not so personal as that. It's quite frightening to do that. You feel very vulnerable in doing that. It was only possible to do that because we were quite close, and I think we'd been meeting together for quite a long period. And because we knew each other well, it felt quite a natural next step.
In that kind of encounter with each other, did you feel at the same time an encounter with God?
Yes, I think so, very much so. There was that sense of a presence of God in that group. Probably that was one of the times when that's been most strong. And I think it's just very precious when it happens, and you can't manufacture it and you can't say when it's going to come, but suddenly it surprises you and you think, yeah, actually this was a moment of that happening.